Let's see, what was the other one? Fiddle Dicks. A game where four men stand in a circle with their pants down and dicks erect. They begin to smack their penises together by thrusting their hips, as no hand contact is allowed. The object of the game is to climax as quickly as possible. Once you achieve ejaculation, you are safe. The jizz is collected in a cup, and the person who does not ejaculate drinks the contents of the cup. You must be straight to play.
Oh. Wait, how many people do you need?
You need four.
Four, apparently. And no hands allowed. You just...
If only Charles was here.
You just smack your penises together.
So you just, like, move your hips from side to side?
Yeah, so you just... We're pretty much just rubbing the heads of your dick together until three people climax the next day. Jesus Christ, Chester.
Oh, it's my intro. Welcome to You Guys Are No Fun, episode 5, also known as the No Fun Show. I'm Chester.
I guess I'm Mark. You guys
Mark,
are looking at
and
me.
As always, it's Mark. I actually should have went. I just wanted to make you feel uncomfortable. I'm Ryan. And with us, as always, is Mark. Always, every single week, Mark's
That's
here.
Right.
You may not see him on camera, but he's here in my house going through my shit while we're back here. Well, hi, Mark. Say hi.
What's up?
Don't look at the camera. Yeah, you just broke the wall. You broke the fourth wall.
Broke the ball?
True. Yeah,
true.
The fourth wall.
Drop the wall?
I'm pretty sure I'm already a little drunk. After
already?
You don't drink very often.
I hardly ever drink, so it...
Yeah.
I drink Bud Light. So.
I know the audience might find this surprising, but I haven't really drank at all in the past couple, 2 weeks, I think, since I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Yeah.
And that one beer is... Releasing those feel-good endorphins in my body.
Do you feel like you have less wisdom?
Yeah.
Yeah?
You should have seen me at work today. Couldn't do anything right.
Dumbass.
I even emailed someone. I was like, man, I got a bad case of the stupids today. Like, I just could not get my shit together.
You got to get your teeth back.
Yeah, man. I should have kept them in a bag and put them around
there you go.
Like a bracelet. Oh,
my God. Nice. Kind of like Davos's fingers.
Yeah.
Just, like, hold on to them all the time.
Exactly.
And I would have lost them during the battle of, what was that?
The Bulge?
Battle of the Bulge.
Well, I think in Native American culture, it's good luck to have teeth around your neck, isn't it?
I don't know. Those are your people.
All of them?
Oh, I'm Mexican. I'm a...
All of the
so
Native American cultures?
That means you're half Native American.
Oh, no. God, no. Definitely not Native American.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. You're half Spanish, half rape victim.
Mm-hmm.
That's partially true.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
So Charles isn't here today. Charles is, I think he's at a party or something, isn't he?
Probably. He never tells us why he can't come. He just says he has things.
Cool things without us while we're sitting here trying to entertain the people.
But and last week we didn't record because his girlfriend broke her foot.
Oh, that's right.
And he couldn't come. We couldn't get anyone here last minute.
That's why I fell down the stairs.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Sure.
All right, Charles, you monster.
Right.
Jesus, I'm glad he's not here.
Right?
I don't want to be in a room with a guy like that.
Yeah.
So, what have we got on the docket? What do you want to talk about?
Let's
today,
plug
Chester?
Ourselves real quick, and then we'll do.
Use this remote.
Then we'll do the bad beer. What did you call
bad
it?
Beers.
Good swill hunting.
Good swill hunting. Well, we're not going to find any in there. Why don't you plug us while I grab some beers?
All right. I'll do the plug-in. Find us on nofunshow.com. You can, from there, find links. Ooh, I put a donate button on the website. You can give us money. Give us free money, because we love doing this. We don't need the money, but it would help. We could buy a better camera, maybe, or...
No, this is what's going to happen. You're going to give us money, and we're going to use it very irresponsibly, and we're just going to buy alcohol.
Oh, yeah, we're going to buy...
At least Ryan's honest.
Bad beer,
I would
beer.
Give money because of that.
I would be that guy on the side of the freeway with
okay,
the sign
I'm gonna
that
hold
just
you
says,
to that.
I'm going to be honest, I just want to buy beer.
Right?
Yeah.
Give me money for beer.
Yeah. So, send us $5 a week. We'll get some beer.
Also, find us on Facebook, at The No Fun Show, or on Twitter, at The No Fun Show. Don't go to No Fun Show.
That's like a French show that we're trying to rip off.
French show that, yeah, fuck them. Fuck the French.
Yeah, we can say that because this is America, and, well, I don't know. There's other extradition treaties. Can they take us to France and sue us?
I'm also a quarter French, so I take offense to that, by the way.
Almost a quarter?
Are you?
Yeah.
So your ancestor got tag-teamed by the Spanish and the French?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm also Spanish.
How are you almost a quarter French?
I'm also a quarter Spanish.
It's like 23.5%.
Like Charles is 1/10 Chinese.
Yeah.
That math don't play.
Just in the penis.
Just in the, yeah. In the,
just in the, he's got a small yellow penis.
Yeah. Small 5-inch dick.
It's like way hairier than it really needs to be.
Oh, by the way, if you have us added on your podcast app, please find the new stream under No Fun Show or The No Fun Show. Yeah. Or You Guys Are No Fun.
We're going to discontinue that Casual Cowards thing soon, so yeah. You guys need to get switched over.
I'm posting our new episodes on the old website still, but not forever.
Not forever.
There's an end game there. But I think that's it. Do we need to plug anything else? Find us on. You can still find us on YouTube by searching for Casual Cowards.
You want
to
plug anything? You want to plug yourself?
I plug myself enough. I don't think
you got anything we need to plug?
I don't need any more plugging.
Okay.
You just let me know, bro. I'm an old pro.
Right. Sister Fester over there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
I'll even wear a glove.
Should we get to some bad beers?
Yeah, let's. So I'm gonna reach in here randomly. Whatever you get, you fucking get. All right. I'm sorry about it.
I'm excited for this. I'm actually really excited. All right.
I'll let you select though. Can or bottle?
You know what? Whatever.
Bottles or cans? Well, just clap your hands.
Bottles first. That's why I need you to select.
All right, we'll do bottle.
I'm down for whatever.
Down for yours? If you're down for mine.
DF Dubs.
You won. Ew, banana bread beer. Ew.
Yeah, that's my. I actually drink this all the time.
God damn it!
He's a liar.
No, I do. I actually got my first introduction to banana bread beer was 2 years ago.
Well, then you shouldn't have that.
No, it's actually really tasty. I'll tell you why.
Chester, you won. You're gonna love this. Odell Sunny Rain Golden Tart. I know you love those tart beers. So actually, I would really enjoy that. But that's for you.
My ex girlfriend's a Golden Tart.
These can't, ew, rice ale.
Ugh. That's
samurai,
not
right? No, it sounds terrible.
It sounds
I've
like
never had that, but I've had
sake
rice
flavored
ale.
I mean, beer.
Isn't that pretty much what Bud Light and Coors Light are? Just rice ale.
They are made from rice, aren't they?
I'm excited for this banana bread beer.
I'm excited for you.
This is like dessert.
Well, since you're not going to hate it, why don't you go first?
Just kidding. I've actually never tried this.
He's a troll.
A
troll.
I lied straight through my teeth, but it smells. Smell this.
Smell like banana bread?
It smells. Ooh,
shit, I almost spilled that.
It smells just like banana bread.
It does. I'm not crazy about banana bread, so. Oh,
see, I like banana bread, so.
Oh, it smells fucking horrible. Yeah. No, right. It's got that fake banana runt smell to it, not like actual bananas.
So it's from Wells Brewers. It's a 5.2% alcohol, so not too bad.
Blar.
And it's actually brewed with bananas, so let's take a
smoke. Oh, it's not just from the yeast giving it that god-awful flavor.
It's actually...
Yeah? You suck.
It leaves a taste in your mouth like...
Does it taste like banana bread?
It's like if you blew King Kong. The aftertaste is what you would...
If.
So now it's getting funky.
Now it's... Every second is worse than the one before it.
So the first taste is banana. A little hint of banana with some kind of ale or something. And then the aftertaste is real bitter. You want to try it?
Sure.
So it's gross.
It's not bad. I wouldn't buy a six-pack of it.
Do you want to try it?
I'm not really. No. It has that smell that I hate from like German Hefeweizen. God damn
the
it.
The first taste is banana bready, but then after that, it's just kind of sour.
Tastes like banana runs. Oh, my God. Yeah,
that's not good.
Oh, my God.
I'd give this a 2 out of 5.
Oh, and it just keeps giving.
Yeah. Man, I'm going to have some of this delicious.
Yeah, banana runs. Mustard. That's what I'm now it's finishing.
It's terrible. All right. I'm going to try this rice ale from Great Divide, which sucks because Great Divide makes really good stuff.
Oh.
It so might maybe be this good. Will be good.
That's what our country was based upon, the Great Divide.
Was it?
It is.
That's what we're moving towards.
One of the lightest spirits I've ever had in my life.
Yeah?
Yeah. It is hard to pick out any kind of flavor. It's like drinking water? Carbonated water. Well, because I'm over here drinking a fucking IPA.
Yeah.
What's the content on that?
5.5.
Really?
Yeah. And it's got this cool guy on it.
Let me try it.
Have you had like Sapporo?
Sapporo?
Is that
rice beer?
No, Sapporo.
Sapporo.
Sam, I love that guy. Doesn't he play for the Reds?
It's Sam's Club's version of Sapporo.
What is it called? Sapporo?
Mm-hmm. Sapporo, yeah. It's okay. Now I'm tasting it. It's not good.
I had rice beer.
It kind of tastes like a.
We call it horchata.
I'm getting something. Right? It's gross, but it's like a lager or something. It has that funky, gross taste.
Yeah, it's like club soda or something. It just doesn't have a whole lot of flavor.
Okay, let me fucking try this, guy.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot there, man. I can't believe it. You got to drink a bunch of it, swish it around in your mouth, because that's the only way you're going to taste it.
Well, I haven't tried the Golden Turt yet, so.
Really? Nothing, huh?
So this is Odell Brewing Co., also a very good brewery.
You get wasted off this, because this doesn't taste like anything.
Let's see, what's the content in this? Fort Collins, Colorado, is that a content?
Yep, that's the one. It's full of Fort Collins.
I can't read this. 6%.
Oh, all right.
All right, so Sunny Rain Golden Tart.
I know you like tart beers. Well, I've never seen...
It's not as bad as I expected.
Yeah, the expression looked great. I'm assuming you're not enjoying it, but it could have been worse.
Your fucking face, dude. You look like a Ken doll.
What? It's tart. I was expecting it to be more tart.
Ooh, that gets bitter.
Yeah.
Oh, that gets sour.
That's my bitter beer face.
That gets sadder.
All right.
It's lemony.
It's like you're eating pennies.
It's very lemony.
Oh, God. That is tart. That is tart.
It's not as tart as I expected it to be.
It's more tart than I wanted it to be.
Well, yes, it is that. It is that.
Yeah, that was that Keystone, the bitter beer face commercial. Yeah. That guy's like, anybody in that weird-ass face?
Toothless person.
Oh.
Yeah.
Boy, that is tart.
Yes, it is.
All right. We drank unsatisfying beers.
So all right. What would you give yours out of 5?
I would give it nothing out of 5 because I can't fucking taste it.
Are we using the sandpaper scale again? How rough is it on your palate? That's really smooth on your palate.
You could drink a whole lot of these.
That's like wax paper.
It's just a whole lot of nothing. But I probably shouldn't have started with IPAs. That's probably what the problem is.
This is it's gonna be tough to finish this.
So I'll give it a 2. I can almost taste it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So is a higher rating mean it's more bad? Mobetta?
Five means wait. Should we go in the opposite direction? Right. 5 should be the worst beer you've ever had.
Okay.
You're right.
And one, bad beers. One would be a good beer that you could drink.
Yeah.
So you're going to give that...
A 4.
So I'll give this a...
Or a 5 or something.
I'll give it like a 4.
Okay.
Because I could drink this. I don't know what the end goal is because I can't really taste it.
get drunk.
Yeah. That's it. I might as well, drink a cranberry vodka. At least I can taste that.
Maybe you could add some cranberry juice to that.
Probably. Ugh.
Flavor it up. Yeah. Drop some Skittles in there.
What are you doing?
Someone get Marshawn Lynch.
I'm going to give this 4.5 because this is pretty fucking awful, but it's not the worst I've ever had.
All right. Let's see. This is one more.
That's fucking terrible, man. I would give that a 5. I hate that flavor so much.
Banana bread?
That fake ass banana flavor. And it's got real bananas in it, but it tastes like fake bananas.
It has it's a weird flavor mixing. I'd say probably 4.5. Now that I don't see why I would drink this outside of finishing this bottle.
Yeah.
I definitely wouldn't buy it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good thing you didn't buy it in the first place.
That's true.
Thanks, Charles.
Oh, did Charles buy this?
Thanks for buying us all beer.
Right? Did he? Well, we got that one at...
Did we get this one?
Whole Foods.
Okay.
These two, I think Charles bought.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. Yeah, appreciated.
You're not here, but you're here in spirit. In spirits.
That's right. This awful face I'm making is because of you.
All right. What do you want to talk about today,
Chad? What do I want to talk about? We heard about the EA news. Do we want to get into that?
You want to start there? You want to start?
Should I talk about myself for a minute?
Talk about yourself for a minute.
Okay, well, I've been playing Shadow of War.
Oh, there you go.
And I fucking love it.
Yeah, see, aren't you glad?
I am glad.
See, you were like, should I wait for Assassin's Creed? Should I get Shadow of War?
And I didn't even realize that South Park came out this week.
Yeah. I know. Someone asked me that at work today. Did you get South Park? Huh?
I don't have enough time for all these games I want
to
play.
Right? So do you like Shadow of War because it's very similar to the first game?
It's got all of the stuff from the first. I haven't gotten far enough into the game where I start seeing all the new stuff. But yeah, I absolutely love the first game. I played it straight through twice in a row.
Damn.
And so far in this, it's more of the same, and I fucking love it. It makes me... I'm good at it. I'm really good at it. It makes me feel like such a badass when I take out, 50 orcs in, without taking a single hit.
I wish there was PvP in this game so I could show you how good you're not at this.
So have you been playing it, too?
Well, I'd be at an advantage because I use a mouse and keyboard.
I use a controller. which is the preferred method of playing
fucking
with this game.
Fucking noob.
Fucking noob.
I use a keyboard and mouse.
Console peasant.
Okay. So when you're using Microsoft Word, what do you use?
I use a controller. Keyboard? Use a controller for Word.
Good, me too. No, so I've actually only put maybe 20, 30 minutes into it.
Yeah.
But from what I've played, it is a lot of the same from the first game, but I do like it so far.
Are there Karagor?
Oh, yeah.
I'm out.
Yeah.
You can also mount and fly dragons.
Dragons, you say?
Mm-hmm. Drakes, actually.
Okay.
Like the Canadian rapper.
You just ride a bunch of
from
drakes?
That guy from the Disney Channel?
Yes.
Okay.
He's in a wheelchair, wasn't
from
he?
From Degrassi High.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you ride him in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
You get on the back. You put pegs on it.
Yeah, man. He almost spit beer.
I spit, so you got to watch out.
Just like Drake.
Oh, my God.
He spits hot fire.
He does spit, man. I got to be honest with you. I mean, one of the greatest rappers of our generation, he grew up on the streets.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, the mean streets of the Disney backlot.
Yeah.
Well, so did JT and Britney Spears, yeah. And
They're pretty hard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what happens when you talk about Drake.
I can see that. You should see how hard he is.
It's this banana bread right here.
Yeah. It's probably that pill I slipped in there, but, you know, whatever.
You know, and I just realized if you do ride Drakes in this game, they spit hot fire, too.
There you go. Oh, see? They knew exactly what they were doing.
They did.
Exactly what they were doing. Or maybe Drake's name isn't really Drake. His name's probably like Stephen Hart.
I think he has a pretty white name.
Sorry if we have a listener named Stephen Hart. Oh, he is Canadian.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're a black dude in Canada, you're technically a white guy.
Let's see.
Is Charles from Canada?
Canada?
No. No, I think he's from like Ohio or something.
Drake's... Aubrey Graham is his name.
His name is Aubrey?
His real name is Aubrey.
I know one person named Aubrey. Guess what? It's a chick.
Yeah, I know one. I know a girl named Aubrey, too.
Wow. Poor Drake.
Yep.
So, I think maybe we bullied him too much because his name's already Aubrey.
Yeah.
Aubrey.
Now I feel bad.
So we got to get off of Drake. So dismount.
Dismount.
Get off the pegs of the wheelchair.
Graceful dismount.
Yeah. We're going to hell.
All right. Anything else you want to talk about yourself?
No, they're just playing that and it's fantastic. Oh, last night I saw The Foreigner. Which is the new Jackie Chan film. I really liked it.
Yeah? I was curious. He hasn't been in anything.
I was on the fence because Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 58.
You can't believe those motherfuckers anymore.
I'm not paying attention.
Is it a U.S. movie?
I liked it a lot.
U.S. film?
No, I think it was made by a Chinese production company, but it takes place in London and Ireland.
Okay. I mean, most of the cast, is it?
Jackie Chan's the only Chinese person.
Thank God.
The rest is all Irish and British actors.
Okay, cool.
Pierce Brosnan is...
So you can't understand anyone.
Pierce Brosnan is the head of the IRA.
Oh, he's the guy from Miss Doubtfire.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's got a beard.
That's where he's most known.
Salt and pepper beard, and he's looking a lot like Sean Connery these days.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because Sean Connery's not looking a lot like Sean Connery.
Sean Connery's not... somebody has to.
Yeah. So he takes the mantle of James Bond and then takes over Sean Connery's entire life.
That's right.
Okay. I'm down with that. He could be... I mean... Yeah, they're from the same geographic area.
Right?
That's good.
Let's see. Look, I want to see him.
So what was
he
the movie?
Kind of looks like Rowan Atkinson a little bit.
Who's Sean
Mr.
Connery?
Mr. Bean?
Yeah, in that picture right there. He looks like Johnny English. But so do I, though.
Are you looking at a screen cap from Zardoz? Looks just
Zardoz.
Like Mr. Bean right
here.
Oh,
my God. That movie.
Zardoz. Yeah, I like your bean face. You practice that a lot in the mirror.
Have you seen that?
You've
Sean
seen this?
Connery. He looks like Danny Trejo in Zardoz. He's got the ponytail.
What?
Have you never seen Sean Connery in Zardoz? Oh, my goodness.
Look at that pistol he's got in his hand.
Right?
I think that's back when he used to sing for Judas Priest.
He's packing some heat for sure.
Oh, yeah. You have to be James Bond.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? You guys got me all fucked up. Oh, have you seen his Mr. Bean face?
No.
Check it out.
Hold on.
That's amazing.
If you're not watching the live stream, you are missing out.
You gotta see this. Oh, that is fantastical.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Ooh.
That's impressive.
No wonder why he doesn't talk. You really gotta distort your face. You probably can't speak while you're doing that.
Yeah, I can. He's in the shovel with me.
God damn it. That's weird.
Yeah.
Mark, have you been playing any games, watching any movies, doing
anything
fun?
That's a boner killer. Oh. Yeah.
You doing anything fun?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. I actually want to hear more with The Foreigner, though, because I heard it was pretty good.
Oh, yeah, what is it
was
about?
Good. So,
outside of Rotten Tomatoes.
Like,
I heard it was...
right off the bat, Jackie Chan's daughter is killed in a terrorist bombing, an IRA bombing in London. So he just, his whole family has already been killed. So his daughter was the last.
In other bombings?
And just like escaping from Vietnam or something, like 30 years prior.
Okay.
His daughters were raped and killed by pirates while they were trying to escape.
That's what happens.
And then his wife died in childbirth while giving birth to his last living daughter.
Oh, I'd be so mad at that kid.
So she's all he's got, and then she gets killed in this IRA bombing. So he just gets really fixated on finding the killers himself, and he sees this former leader of the IRA who's like a politician now, and that's Pierce Brosnan, and he just gets fixated on him, and Pierce Brosnan is trying to figure out who did it too. But Jackie Chan starts bombing his office. He bombs his house. Like, he just fucking starts to terrorize this guy, just saying, give me the names. Give
me
the
he's
names.
He's very anti-hero in this.
Kind of.
Okay. I can get down with that.
So it's kind of like, you know, violence begets violence, and like, it's kind of senseless and all this. And I mean, there is a resolution at the end. Jackie Chan gets who he wants. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
But the whole thing
Jackie
was
Chan wins.
Very, very fun. Seeing Jackie Chan in his guerrilla warfare, running around, bombing people, kicking ass at his age. It's pretty
what
good.
Is he like 94 now?
He's old. Give or take.
He's still a badass, though. He's still
decades.
He's still a badass.
Yeah, you could kick my ass.
No shit.
Easily.
Jackie Chan's age is 63.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Chuck Norris is 77.
He needs to get a hold of Stallone and get some of that HGH.
People also search for Jaden Smith age. Why did that come up?
Because people want to know when it's okay to start jerking off to him.
I guess. He's 19.
That's why I
Googled So you're
him.
Old enough to beat off to Jaden Smith?
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Finally. I've been waiting.
It's, yeah.
I got my, have you seen my poster room?
The
I
mean, long wait is over.
Yeah. Him and his eyebrows.
Any other questions about The Foreigner?
No.
Right,
no.
Those eyebrows.
Wait, anyone else in it? That, like, you're like, oh, hey, this person's in it.
The guy who played Roose Bolton.
Okay.
Is in it?
Is he an asshole?
Who the fuck is Roose Bolton?
From Game of Thrones.
You don't watch Game of Thrones.
I heard Khaleesi dies in this next week's episode, though. So
oh,
that's,
good.
That's
how,
all I know.
How can you know that?
In next week's episode?
I read spoilers, and then I spoil it for people. So.
She can't die. She's got to...
That's what the spoilers
she
say.
She has to give... birth to the stallion
spoilers,
that will mount the
shut
world.
Up.
Spoilers say she dies next week.
You don't even watch the show, so why would you read spoilers?
So I can spoil it for people.
And the show's not on next week.
That's what I do. Or you know what I meant.
Spoiler alert.
Next, holy shit.
Next so, episode is what I meant.
So a couple of my friends went and they were down on Mill Avenue and they happened to go, what used to be down there, like a Barnes & Noble or something on Mill Avenue? Mm-hmm. And they went in there and it was the release God, of one of the Harry Potter books, the one where Dumbledore dies.
Mm-hmm. Snape
and they had already read it on
that's
the internet.
That's a fucking spoiler alert.
They had already read it on the internet, and people are waiting in line to buy this book. And they're like walking. They're like, "I can't believe Dumbledore dies in this book."
Wait, was there a video of this?
No,
because I saw a video of this happening.
Did you? I'm sure a lot of people did it.
Oh, okay. I was
because it somehow it leaked on the internet beforehand.
Yeah.
So people were just
yeah because there was a video where they did that. They were like driving through a car screaming, "Dumbledore dies!"
Oh no, this was inside the bookstore. People were waiting in line to buy the book.
That's fucked up. Although I've never understood why people care so much about spoilers. I don't know. I guess I personally don't care.
Dude, like sometimes when I'm watching shows and stuff, like I'll be watching The Flash, and I'll look up stuff while I'm watching it to like
really.
To spoil it for myself. Like, I can't wait 10 minutes to find out what's going to happen.
I am the opposite.
Really?
I okay, want so, to be there in the moment.
So within... Okay, so from someone that gets triggered by someone that would spoil something, why don't you want something to be spoiled? Or what's the point? Like, why do you care?
Because it's part of the storytelling process is the reveal of what happens.
Yeah, I mean, you're still going to see it unfold.
So, well, yeah, but I want that surprise. I want that moment to be the way the storytellers intended it, which is that there's a reveal, like, it's all been building up to this, and here it is. I don't want to know that it's going to happen.
So have you ever read a book after it was filmed?
Have you ever read a book?
Never once.
Have you ever read a book after watching a movie or something?
Or not even that. Have you ever read a book after that particular book was spoiled?
No, like an older book that you know the end to.
Because nobody else that I know reads books.
I read books.
I mean, I read pop-up books, but they're still books, nonetheless.
I watch books.
You spoil,
watch books.
You spoil pop-up books. No, it's the reason why I'm asking is because like I've read books before where I know what's going to happen in the book, not the movie, but I read a spoiler online about the book, and it still builds, like, you know, the author still builds that anticipation. You already know what's going to happen, but it's still exciting to, I guess for me, it's still exciting when I find out what actually happens. So
yeah. I guess everyone's different. I guess for me, like you, like I don't care if it gets spoiled. But for me, it's not the reveal. It's the point leading up to it. So I don't care what happened at the end. But, like, getting to that point, and they're dropping things. And if you know beforehand, you can be like, well, there it is right there. They're showing you before it even happens, but no one's catching it. It's kind of cool. I don't know.
Well, because a lot of time they deliberately mislead you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I didn't know what's going to happen. But then something completely different happens. I like that. I like to be surprised.
I do, too. It's just, I don't know. I think I'm equally as surprised if it's spoiled or if it's not spoiled.
Like, you ruined
Wolverine.
The Wolverine.
Which one?
Logan. You ruined Logan for me. He told me that Professor X died.
It was a meme.
And
there was a meme picture. It was like...
He told you that Dumbledore dies?
Yeah.
There was a picture on the internet, and it was like one of those like quad memes. So it had like four pictures, and it was like things you loved finding in your lunchbox as a kid, and it was like a cupcake, an apple juice, and then like applesauce, and then over here it had like little text, and it says like Professor X dies in Logan. See, those are my favorite spoilers because no one's expecting that. Like, no one's
That's
expecting
a reveal.
That.
It's its own kind of reveal.
But see, like, I knew that he died before watching it, and it was still, like, surprising when I saw it. Like,
his death was thoroughly underwhelming. It was just kind of like he just died.
It's just watching an old guy die.
And it was really, and I think it maybe would have been a little more powerful to me if I hadn't known it was going to happen.
You shouldn't have been eavesdropping on my conversation.
You said it directly to me.
Again, eavesdropping on my conversation.
See, I think one of the worst spoilers I've ever seen in my life was The Sixth Sense. So we went and watched it, and then this guy, Jeff, that I went with, like where it's, I don't remember if we were still in high school or somewhere where Dirk, that used to be on the show here, he's like, hey, Dirk, did you see The Sixth Sense yet? No, I haven't seen it. Dude, he was dead the whole time! Like, that's probably one of the worst spoilers I've ever seen. Because, like, you can watch that whole movie and then see that he's dead the whole time and be like, oh, shit. Like, that's probably one of, like, the only, like, reveal moments that I've seen where I went, oh, shit.
Just saw your bean face on the screen.
But, yeah, that one's fucked up. Because that's a movie where you can go back and watch it knowing what you know and see all the stuff. I think that is the only, like, spoiler thing that I think was fucked up. Everything else, I don't know. Or maybe that's what killed it for me. I'm like, all right, well, now I need to know everything before it happens.
Damn, this beer's off.
That could be it, actually. I don't know. I personally take offense to people spoiling stuff. But I could see how someone would get really offended.
There's someone out there right now and be like, what do you mean Bruce Willis is dead the whole time?
Right.
I just got that.
Professor X died?
I think you were telling me about that meme at work. And I hadn't seen the movie yet. And I was just like...
That was probably...
I think I got real quiet and I didn't want to believe that you had just spoiled the movie for me.
That was probably... Actually, that was probably genius in action right there. That was probably me spoiling it for you without intentionally spoiling it for you.
I wouldn't call it genius in action.
Oh, what's
me,
up, bro?
An intellectual, spoiling it for you.
I think the worst spoiler that I had was Million Dollar Baby. I was watching that and my friend came in and goes, man, I can't believe she dies at the end. Like, what the fuck? I was so pissed.
Wait, were you really excited to watch Million Dollar Baby?
No, I was just into it.
Oh, okay.
I was already in, like, halfway through the movie.
Oh, you were actively watching the movie.
Actively watching the movie.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah.
That's funny, actually.
And she didn't know that I had never seen it. It had been out for a while.
Like, you're the kind of person that just watches Million Dollar Baby over and over again.
Right, right. It was just, like, on TV, and I was watching it. And, oh, I can't believe she dies at the end. Like, what? God damn it.
Well,
did you bang her afterwards?
Yeah, really.
After she died?
Angrily.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, well, you know.
It's weird. You're a weird guy.
Gotta get that dick wet.
That's right.
Mark, you're a video game person.
Not anymore. I actually stopped.
You don't play video games at
all? Did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I want to know, what are you doing? What's going on? I want to know about your life.
I actually got really into Rocket League again.
Oh, yeah?
I fucking love Rocket League. What are you playing on?
PC.
Oh, wait. It's cross-platform. Yes. Are we Steam friends?
Well,
he's playing on PC, though, so.
No.
You just said PC.
Yeah. So, no, it's
well,
cross-platform.
That's what I'm saying. It wouldn't have mattered what he was playing
on. It's cross-platform, right. But it's not... Like, if you play on PS4 and I play on PC, there's no way for us to, like, actually...
Oh, yeah, we could be friends.
Right. Yeah.
It would be random.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Unless you're on PC or PlayStation or Xbox or whatever.
When we get done with this, you should give me your Steam stuff.
Yeah.
I love Rocket League. It's fun.
It's yeah, I recently got back into Rocket League, and only because they had the little Halloween update, so...
I didn't know there was a Halloween update.
Ooh. There's a Halloween update, so there's more loot crates.
Of course there is.
Hero-based.
Hero-based shooter.
Are they $3.99 each?
No. So these you can actually unlock by purchasing with in-game currency that you acquire from playing matches.
Wait, you can unlock stuff from actually playing the
game?
They
added an in-game currency?
That's so weird.
They added an in-game currency that they're testing out right now. It's called Candy Corn because of Halloween. Mm-hmm. Okay. So every match that you win, every match that you play, whether you win or lose, has to be an online match, can't be against bots, you get between 3 and 6 Candy Corn. And with that candy corn, you can use it to purchase like toppers or like antenna balls or whatever, skins and decals or whatever, and then also like a banner. You can also use it to unlock crates, which is new. They said they're going to try to see if they can use this event to test out how a crate system would work with in-game currency that you can earn in the game. So, because before, like you would unlock crates or you would.
You acquire crates, but you have to buy keys.
You have to buy keys. There's no way to unlock the crates without a physical, like,
right.
money purchase, which people that want to play for free...
I already bought the fucking game, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, it shafts those people that want to play for free after they've already made the initial
but
purchase.
But really, it doesn't do anything other than give you cosmetic upgrades.
Yeah, I mean, it's... But even then, like, if you've already invested, like Chester said, if you've already invested in the game, you've already paid $30 or whatever for the game... And you just want to unlock shit, and now you're locked behind a paywall. Even though it doesn't give you any advantage, it's just you're gonna look. You're not gonna
have the coolest car.
Yeah, you're not gonna look cool unless you spend money, which is kind of a shitty way of doing things.
No, my car looks pretty cool, and I haven't spent any money.
My car looks cool, but I've spent like $200 in the last 2 days.
Oh my god!
So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not kidding. I actually found a website where you can buy some really cheap crates, and then another website where you can buy really cheap keys. But anyways, they allow you to unlock keys, essentially. They're called decryptors, and they're 40 candy corn or 50 candy corn a piece. So it's about 15, 20 matches, maybe less. And, you can use that decryptor to unlock any crate, not just the Halloween crate, any of the crates that you've acquired. However, the loot that you get from that crate that you unlocked with a decryptor, you can't trade with people.
Okay.
So, and that the reason why is they did that so that they can prevent, like, those fucking fag-ass crate farmers that just sit in the game.
Yeah.
Farming stuff all day.
Where they, like, they join matches and don't participate?
Yeah. They just join matches and they like, have their controllers, like, the buttons, like, held down.
So they just drive in a circle?
Yeah.
You know, I've seen some pretty shitty players on there, and I didn't know that's what they were doing.
Yeah, yesterday I had a match where the three players on the enemy team... They were all the same name with a number after it that were different. It was like UXXN2, UXXN3.
I've seen that. I think we played against someone like that. It was like very similar.
Yeah, the score was like 34-1, and it was one because I hit one for them just
because you were bored.
Yeah, it got boring because you're playing against this match.
When we're losing, I always try to score on our own goal.
Well, dude, it's like
sometimes I do better.
But. What Psyonix did with this was, because they know that there's crate farmers out there that do some scumbag shit like that, is in order to get candy corn, you have to have at least 50 points in the match.
Okay.
Which, it's easy to get 50 points if you're playing.
Yeah.
I mean, even if you're playing, it's sometimes I've gone where I don't get 50 points. Because I don't center the ball, or I don't do a bicycle kick, or I don't, you know, get first hit off the snap, so... Mm-hmm. Or I don't score.
Yeah,
so
I get first hits like crazy. I don't know. It's the only thing I can do right.
It's
everything else I'm terrible at.
Depends where I'm positioned at. But most of the time, I think there's only been two or three matches where I haven't gotten 50 score. But if you're playing, you're going to get 50 score. If you're going in circles, you're not going to get that. So,
yeah.
But those people still do that because they can get the other crates that they can sell for real money on these websites that I've been
following. Well, I mean, at least they found a way to get around it by doing the point system. But it still sucks that you have to buy a key.
I mean, you could get the decryptors. Now, they did limit it during this event. You can only get 3 decryptors with candy corn, which is kind of stupid. But they said they're really going to test it to see how it goes, and then if they need to make adjustments later on down the road and maybe make it so it's not only seasonal events, then they'll do so. So I'm excited. I don't know. I'm having a lot of fun with it. So
that was like one of my big gripes about GTA is that when it first started, it was like you had to work to get your shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, after a couple, 2-3 years, it's been out, shark cards.
Oh, yeah.
And you're like, God damn it, Rockstar.
Yep.
You were doing so good. I mean, they're still doing free DLC, which is great,
yeah.
Which is amazing. I mean, no one fucking does that. I mean, they're like the only big AAA
that
really does
that. Well, they do it right because they release all these new extremely expensive vehicles that are badass, and then people don't want to earn the money, so they buy the shark cards.
Right. I mean, we played on PC for a while, and like, I have a ton of stuff. I mean, I have... we have the CEO business, motorcycle club. I have a high-end apartment. I have a bunker. Mm-hmm. I have all the shit you're supposed to have at that level, and I didn't have to pay extra money. So it's completely doable without paying extra money.
Do you have 100%. A bong in your apartment?
I absolutely have a bong in my apartment.
I feel like everyone that has a lot of money and that's like a pretty badass in the game, they usually have bongs.
It comes with a bong.
Yeah, the apartments always come with a bong.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, why does everyone that invites me to their house has like a badass crib? They always have bongs in their apartments.
There's always what? There's wine. There's a bottle of wine on the counter.
Yeah.
Green juice.
There's the green juice, which I think refills your health. There's a bong. There's a radio. There's
a
TV.
A telescope. Yeah.
There's a bottle of whiskey.
There is some whiskey. One time I drank so much in Chester's apartment that I fell over and hit my head and died.
Didn't we play one time? I don't know if it was us that we played, but we played and someone got really drunk and was trying to drive us around. And
yeah,
you literally get drunk, like you can't.
It forces your car away.
It just
ways.
Pushes you sideways. It's fantastic.
So I also you did a great trade for SNES Classic.
Here's the thing.
I told him about that.
Here's the thing. SNES Classics.
I forgot about that.
Anything in life is worth. A store can assign a dollar value to an item, right?
Sure, sure.
But can you put a dollar amount on your childhood memories?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's called free. It's called an emulator.
I don't think so. So,
okay.
I recently acquired a very hard to find Super Nintendo Classic, which
very hard to find.
Stores are.
Friend of mine messaged me today. He said that GameStop had 10 of them.
Well, hey, you know.
$80 a piece. $80 fucking dollars is too much for that thing, if you ask me.
Emulators. I'm just going to keep saying it over and over again.
Okay. And I get the emulator point, but here's the thing. I like to play, and Chester's like, oh.
I like to play with an Xbox controller.
Mouse and
nice.
Keyboard.
They feel very nice in my hand.
The Xbox controller is a great controller, but... I want to have something that feels like and is an actual like Super Nintendo controller. Like that's what I want.
Well, why don't you just hold on to like a hard piece of bread?
I love a Super Nintendo controller. It's one of my. That's also my favorite console of all time.
Yeah, it's so, the best console. Let's be honest. It's a great console.
Yeah, it's my favorite console. So I actually really enjoy it.
I can
it,
acknowledge
so.
That.
If that's fair.
And so I really wanted to have of all the. Stupid, shitty little classic consoles. This is the one that I will pay money for, mm-hmm. and because I want that nostalgia. And I have my original Super Nintendo. I still have that.
But you traded an unused Xbox One S. Unused Xbox One S. It's worth about $400.
Like just in the box still?
Yeah.
NIB?
Huh. I mean, it was opened. I took it out, but
you just dropped the value by half. It's like driving the car off a lot.
Ah, so it's, you know, but I mean, it had like 2 hours of use on it. I never use it. We use it for Netflix.
2 hours of use? Yeah. Man, you just took 75% off that value.
Huh. Yeah, so see?
So it's still worth $300.
So anyways, I ended up finding someone on Facebook. He wanted to trade for, he was selling his Super Nintendo Classic for $250. It was like the second day they came out and they were already sold out on day one.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I got to get my hands on this. Like, I need this. Like, I absolutely need this.
You were fiending.
I was fiending for it. And I didn't want to wait. I'm sure I could have waited and bought one for a regular price, but that's not how I do. You know, one thing you may know about me, or you probably not yet, but when I want something, I will find a way to get that thing, like, the quickest way possible.
Okay.
Okay.
I will get that.
Okay. That's not creepy at all, but go ahead.
So I will get whatever I want, like, as fast as I
because of the implication.
Could possibly do
the
it.
Implication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, hey, let me hit up this dude and see if he wants to trade a fucking Xbox. Like, who wouldn't trade an Xbox for that? So I hit him up. He's like, yeah, let's trade. So I was like, okay. The whole day I was like kind of like biting my nails. I was like, I don't know if he's going to actually want to trade this or if.
Well, getting a used console is hit and miss. You never know what you're going to get.
He could have traded that anywhere, though, and got.
Yeah, but what happens if you like trade and you get a banned console?
Well, yeah. But
that's scary about getting used consoles.
That's true. But, I mean, I guess he wasn't thinking that. And
or maybe he doesn't know that they can ban consoles.
Or he was just going to turn around and sell that for cash, too.
Or that, too. And, I mean, he probably did. But we met up at Target at Tempe Marketplace. And, yeah, he had a brand new Super Nintendo Mini. And I had a almost brand new.
There's a Target at Tempe Marketplace?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
I know that. Huh.
I've been there a bunch.
It was a Swift trade.
That's the Target I prefer to go to.
You're Taylor Swifting?
Yeah, and then I actually
you guys just
scooted mine.
By each other and just made it off.
I did hack it, though, and I added some more games to
That's
it.
That's right, I was going to ask you about
is it still Android-based or whatever? Like, where you can just hack right into it?
So you can hack right into it. One of our trainers at work, he actually said he hacked his, so he said it was really easy, and you didn't have to really go through a whole lot of trouble, so I tried it.
I wonder if... It, because there's so much extra space on the hard drive already.
There's a little bit of extra space.
Well, I just wonder if Nintendo was like, we know what's going to happen. Let's just not even make it hard to do.
It was easy. I downloaded the software on my computer. I plugged in the USB to my computer, to the fucking SNES Mini. And I dumped the kernel from the original one to the computer so that if anything fucked up, I could just restore it. And then, the way that software is made, it's... You click the games you want, it downloads them, it does the box art, and then it puts the year.
So here, I'm curious, does it just run off of regular ROMs, or you have to get a certain kind of ROM?
No, it runs off regular ROMs.
No shit.
Yeah.
Here's another question. How much space does it have available?
So you can get up to about, it's really small.
Yeah, it's not
at least what it shows available, you can have...
But ROMs are tiny files.
They really are.
SNES games were tiny back then.
Well, you can get the whole library on the whole Super Nintendo library onto the Super Nintendo Mini if you compress the ROMs.
Yeah.
There's 750 games.
So if I wanted to put like 30 more games on there, it wouldn't be a problem.
It wouldn't be a problem. It's when people try to put like the whole Japanese, European, and
all those
and
weird
US.
Sex games from Japan.
Yeah, which total there's like 750 games, but if you like, I added 25 or something, 26 more, and it's fine. They're uncompressed. They're everything's fine.
Now it's more enticing.
Yeah, and
only
and
because of that,
it didn't mess up the original UI. Yeah, it didn't mess up the original UI of the Super Nintendo Mini. So
and
it's
added
just,
box art and everything.
Yeah. Adds the games in there as part of the UI.
The same way it worked when I took it out of the box is the same way it works now.
Okay.
I can still save the state the way Nintendo intended to. I can still save the game from within the game the way Nintendo
because the box
had it.
It's just an emulator anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it all works fine, and I got every single game that I wanted and put it on this thing. So
for the price and the availability issues and everything, I don't know if I could justify it. I mean, if I could find one for $80 or whatever, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
Because I do like playing the Super Nintendo.
You can, but
Super
you have
Nintendo
to go to
controller.
GameStop.
But I can't justify these people that are spending like $300 on them. And I didn't know you could do the ROM update thing. That's great. So, I mean, if I could find one for $80,
like I wouldn't spend $300, even though I did.
Kind of.
But, like, I was going to trade the Xbox in anyways to GameStop.
Yeah.
Don't.
And they were going to give me $70. So,
yeah, $70? I would have bought it for $70.
$70 is about the cost of a...
Yeah, SNES Mini.
The SNES Classic anyway.
Like, I never played the Xbox at all. Matter of fact, I just got a PS4 Pro... And, I mean, I'll play that once in a while, but I mainly play my PC.
Okay.
What are you doing with your old PS4?
If Ryan
would have
known that you were going to... How much was the guy selling the SNES for?
$250.
Oh, yeah. I would have never given you that much.
No, I wouldn't have paid $250. I wouldn't have paid $250. That's why I offered him the Xbox, see if he would take it.
Because you were going to get $70 for a trade-in.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, well...
Because GameStop fucking sucks.
They do. And I knew what I was getting into, but I was like, you know what? Whatever. It's just going to sit there collecting dust. I'm never going to use this.
Could have sold it to Ryan.
Crystal is Ryan.
Who are you going to play Xbox with? Nobody plays Xbox.
My brother.
Everyone I've has, got an Xbox.
Everyone yeah, has PlayStations.
I don't have a PlayStation because someone PlayStation. Traded
Look, it's
it
right
in
there.
Instead of selling it to me.
Here's my PlayStation. It's right here. with a big-ass external hard drive hooked up to it.
Oh, nice.
Because yeah, the see? Thing only has like 4 gigabytes of storage.
I will say the PS4 Pro is nice, though. I do like it. Although I am a PlayStation fanboy.
I was going to say, you're a fucking fanboy.
You are a fanboy.
So it, you know, but it's...
Show him your PlayStation tattoo.
That's I can't because we'll get banned on YouTube. It's down my dick.
Yeah, that's all right. We're probably about one step away from getting banned on YouTube anyways. Hold on. All right, now we're about to get banned on YouTube. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I was pointing at that. I was asking what that Jägermeister thing was.
Hey, whoa. Now we're banned on YouTube.
Over here.
All right, anyways. So we're listening to Ian Jones.
There goes our sponsorship.
Mexican dude doing a Nazi salute.
There goes our sponsorship. Great. Thanks a lot.
You know you can't put Mexicans on YouTube.
By the way, if you use coupon code NF, you get 20% off of your next food order on HelloFresh.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Yeah, NF. No fun. That's great.
Yeah.
I didn't know they were supporters of the show. Well, that's good. I mean, thanks HelloFresh. I really appreciate it. I don't know what to say. Send me money.
Read the copy they gave us.
Yeah. Oh, what'd they give us? Oh, when you want food that's fresh, call HelloFresh, and they'll freshen up your food. Thanks, HelloFresh. Dude, yep. Watching Funhouse when they're doing that fucking, what is it, Blue Oyster or whatever that
Blue
shit?
Apron, Blue Apron.
It's so unnatural,
it's
and
the
they
same
fucking
thing.
Hate doing it. It is fucking hilarious.
Well, you want fresh food, yeah.
But
you
they get paid for it.
Yeah.
You can see, we like, need someone.
Yeah, anyone. I'll talk about anything for money. Are you kidding me? I have no soul, no scruples, no principles. I will do anything for money.
Which is why our listeners need to go to nofunshow.com and click on that donate button.
Right.
And give us fucking money.
And tell me what you want me to do. I'll do it right here on the live
stream.
I'll
do it on
charge
camera.
Back 3 months later.
Are you kidding me? I'll pull my penis out and get banned from YouTube. I don't give a shit. I'll just start. We'll start streaming on Facebook Live. It's fine.
Don't pay him to do that.
Pay me to do it. I have things you need to see, and it's mostly my penis.
That's about it.
Is anyone going to ask Ryan how his life has been?
I was just getting there.
I'm not even done talking yet. I still got.
Oh no! Yeah, go ahead.
More to go.
No, people have to listen to me every fucking week.
No, I just wanted to say no. That's pretty much it. I just wanted to see if you guys were. Did you guys watch? I know you watched Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. Did you ever watch Stranger Things?
Oh yeah.
Are you going to watch second season?
Oh yeah.
Are
oh,
you guys
yeah.
both going to watch it?
Oh yeah.
So
why,
I'm
you
thinking
got some
of
spoilers.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
No, but I wish I
Turns
did.
Turns out she's still alive.
No, see, that I wouldn't spoil. Because I guess when it's something that I'm really into, I don't want it spoiled.
Oh, okay. So if it affects you.
Yeah.
Okay, so
then
you're a
don't
monster.
Fucking spoil it for me.
I get it.
But no, I think I'm going to watch or rewatch season one this next week. Because it comes out next week, right? 26th.
Around Halloween.
Or,
yeah.
Comes out on the
right before Halloween.
Yeah, Friday, it's right then.
27th, yeah, next week.
It's okay. The trailer was fantastic.
Oh yeah, I love
which one?
The first season.
The one with the thriller intro.
Yeah, and they're Ghostbusters. That's fun.
Yeah, I love that it's Halloween.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah,
it's very
and that show is fucking good.
It was good.
Like,
the music
probably
was great.
One of the best Netflix shows out there. Like,
yeah,
I really liked. Until the Punisher comes out.
Oh, that's gonna be good
that's
too.
Gonna
when
be good.
That comes out, what, November? They just released the date, didn't they?
Yeah, they just put a new trailer
it's
up.
It's next month?
Yeah, it's coming up in like six weeks or something. It's not that far away. Five weeks.
I could stop watching Always Sunny over and over again for a while.
It's going to be underwhelming.
Sunny.
Oh, I heard Hulu was going to have all of the
Futurama
episodes.
Yeah, because Fox owns a stake in Hulu.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
That's a stupid show, though. Why would you watch that?
What the fuck? What the fuck? This is where I break a beer bottle over the table. See, he's trolling right now.
That's what he do.
It's a stupid show.
Charles can't be here to troll us, so...
Charles doesn't troll. And if he does, he doesn't troll on the same level that I can troll.
You are a good troll.
I can troll. I can get under people's skin real fast.
Yeah.
I have a knife.
He's been inside my skin.
I mentioned
it
on the show several times.
Several times. Oh, what?
What? pinch poke, you owe me a Coke. Some Coke.
Ryan, what have you? What's going on in Rye World?
Oh, I thought Mark wanted to talk some more.
No.
Oh, okay.
Risk
speaking
of
GameStop, I as much as I hate to admit, I went and bought GTA 5 on a PS4.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Because all of my friends that moved out of state have PS4s and they're playing GTA, And I promised one of my friends, so Justin, that was on our Command & Conquer episode, mm-hmm. and I think, was he on something else? Was he on Oregon Trail?
No, I don't think so.
Anyways, so our buddy Justin.
We kept trying to get him to come back, but he couldn't or wouldn't.
By the way, one of our best episodes, Command & Conquer.
It was a good one. That's where Vincent Time Machine came into
Go back and listen to that one.
Existence.
It induces tears. It was that funny.
It was fun. And we've had a request to still reeling a Vincent Time Machine movie.
starring Keith David, obviously.
I'm going to go back and listen to that episode myself and take some notes about it. Because we came up with a pretty good backstory.
Yeah.
Vincent Time Machine travels through time with Einstein.
Right.
Having gay sex with Einstein.
Yeah.
On top of Hitler's corpse. So they travel through time with Hitler's corpse having sex on top of it.
Yeah. You never know what wacky adventure they'll get into.
Vincent Time Machine, also a gay Polish black man.
Yeah, it's true.
So.
Voiced by Keith David.
Voiced by Keith David.
He wasn't originally Keith David, but I really like Keith David.
He does. You do a Keith David voice.
I do a Keith David. So. You do a Bean. I do a Keith David. I also do a really mean Meatwad. So.
Oh, I like Meatwad.
Yeah. Well, I know it's hard to tell with my. And one time, Master Shake hit me over the head with a car battery.
Oh, my God. That was pretty good.
Yeah. I've been working on that since I was 16.
Jesus Christ.
Finally got it mastered.
At least 30 years ago.
So I've been playing GTA.
On PS4?
On PS4. And you can't import your characters. You used to be able to do console to PC, but they would never let you go back the other way.
Really?
And now all imports are gone.
Yeah.
You can't do it anymore since March, I believe. So I'm starting fresh as a sassy black woman who don't need no man.
Strong, independent black woman.
Yeah. You have a name for this strong, independent black woman?
I mean, my PlayStation name. Her name is Satan Loves You.
Jesus Christ.
Because I'm so edgy. Well, see, here's the thing. Okay, normally, my normal tag, and it's on the website and everything, is Ghetto Yeti, spelled with a zero. Because for some reason, somebody had Ghetto Yeti already with an O. Figure that out.
You sure it wasn't you?
Maybe. I drink a lot. So that's back from my IRC days and like...
Damn, that's a long time ago.
1995 and shit. So I've been using that for a while. You know, because I'm big and I'm hairy and I live in a trailer park.
/ Nick.
So now it's Satan Loves You from back in those days. And I've been doing that, and I'm level like 25 now. And like in the PC version, I have all that cool shit.
Yeah.
And now I have like a special carbine and a car that I stole. it's so fucking hard. Like doing stuff. I forgot how easy it is to do stuff with that armor Karuma. You just go. You're pretty much invincible until someone blows you up.
Oh yeah, we would just drive through. It's like you're supposed to clear out this area of enemies.
Just drive in the middle and shoot out of every side.
Just
and kill everyone.
Drive in the middle and kill everyone. No one can kill you.
And now it takes me like 20 minutes. I gotta go on top of a building.
Right.
And line up my sniper shots and start killing
cover,
people.
Really plan shit out.
It's rough. It's rough, bro.
Yeah. See, I don't know if I could go back and like if I. I mean, I don't have a lot of progress in GTA 5 online for PC, but if I did, I don't think I'd be able to go back. And do it
beer
all
is not cold.
Again.
Yeah, it is. It's rough, man.
Yeah.
Because I had, all, I mean, now I have all the free, like, the only people that are killing me are people in, like, jets and shit.
Yeah.
In PC. And now, like, I just get smoked on the street. Like, it's, you know, it's so easy to kill me now.
Yeah.
It sucks. Yeah, I mean, but we're having fun, so.
I guess
that's what really matters. At the end of the day, I may not be an unstoppable killing machine, but at least I'm having fun.
At least someone's having fun.
Yeah. I bought. Steam sale was just on. I bought Agents of Mayhem, which I'm excited to play. I just installed it like yesterday.
That game I heard was good, and then it all the reviews are really negative for it.
Good.
On Steam.
That's what's great about it.
And it dropped in price, apparently, so.
Yeah, I got it for like $10 or something.
Yeah, it was like really cheap their day.
Nice.
So.
I got that, and I got Ghost Recon Wildlands, which I'm excited to play because
I wanted to
like
get
a
that.
Lot of fun.
I wanted to get that.
I got
that.
It for $30. It was just on sale.
Yeah, it was 50% off. I had a free weekend for it, too.
Damn.
I downloaded it during the free weekend. Never played it.
Oh. So I'm excited about that. It looks really cool.
We played the beta.
Mm-hmm. I downloaded it, but...
No, we played it. You were drunk as fuck when we were playing it. It was you, me, and Mason.
Oh, I did play with you guys?
Yeah.
I was going to say, I downloaded it, but decided I was too drunk to fuck, so I didn't play.
Yeah, you did.
I guess I did play.
Chester, how was it? Should I install that first instead of some makeup?
It was a little too rough on my palate, apparently.
I didn't particularly enjoy the beta, but I figured I might as well give it some more time. So I was going to pick it up.
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like the controls. It was too... I thought it was going to control like the Division, which I really, really liked a lot. But it wasn't. It was more Tom Clancy-ish.
The fuck does that mean?
It was very... I don't know, because like I like his games. I play Rainbow Six. That's a really good game.
See, here's the thing. I like the Division. I don't think I've ever played a Tom Clancy game. This is the first one that I've seen, and I'm like, I want to play that.
Okay, then that's different then, because you don't really know what to expect with the player movement. But okay. The Division was really smooth, and so was... Well, Rainbow Six is a first-person shooter, but that was also really smooth. And this one was smooth, but it was just... It's kind of like a Prince of Persia, if you ever played that like type of movement. Like, you run... And you
take two more steps?
Yeah. Like, if you turn left immediately, like, he, like, has to stop, and then, I don't know, I don't like...
It's called momentum, bro.
It's too realistic. You can't just turn left.
Yeah, I don't
like if
that.
You were running full speed in real life, you would have to, like, slowly list to the left.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to just, like, cut left real fast.
I don't like that. I'd rather do that shit in real life than...
Right? You know. Like GTA. You just cut left. You fucking cut left.
So, GTA 4. Yeah. Like, GTA 4 controls a lot like Wildlands. Which I didn't like.
GTA 4 was garbage.
Which is why I didn't like GTA 4 because of the movement.
Stop fucking calling me to go bowling, you douchebag.
It's your cousin, though.
It's your cousin, Nico.
Nico!
Fuck off. No, it was the cousin, Roland.
Yeah.
Hey, off, Nico, Roland. It's your cousin, Roland. Let's play darts. Let's not play this horrible approximation of virtual darts. Let's not do that.
I like darts on GTA 5. Sometimes I'll just play. I do like old guy stuff. I'll play darts. I'll go fucking golfing. I golf all the time. Like when I'm waiting for like, hey guys, I'm already in. It's like, all right, I'll be there in like 30 minutes. And then I'll just go play around and golf real quick.
Is it like actual golf? Like, does it turn into an actual golf game?
It's kind of like an old Tiger Woods game. Very simplified.
But I mean, you can like aim and
you pull the controller back and then push it
forward and you aim, change clubs. It's like one of the first iterations of like a Tiger Woods game. It doesn't have any really special stuff.
It's pretty primitive, but it's something to do.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. Well,
I'm enjoying it.
The bowling is similar.
I hope Red Dead Redemption 2 has golf.
You know, that's actually a transition.
You know what I did a lot, speaking of?
We can segue into the Red Dead Redemption.
What is it on? I think I enjoyed. On Assassin's Creed 3, bocce ball more than I actually enjoyed the fucking game itself.
Oh, on Assassin's Creed 3?
With George Washington.
I started playing that again recently because I got
was
it for
there really
free.
Bocce ball with George Washington?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like George Washington's actually playing bocce ball?
Yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
Kicked his fucking ass.
That's tight.
For America.
Well, someone's got to do something for America.
I mean for Native Americans. For your ancestors.
That's right.
How?
Did you have one of these yet?
No, I did not.
You want one?
I will.
No, I'm already drunk.
You want one of mine? He didn't offer you one.
Did I try yours?
I'm already drunk.
I've had fresh squeeze.
You've had fresh squeeze.
I've had fresh squeeze a million times.
I started playing Assassin's Creed 3 again just because I have it installed. It was free. They gave it away for free for a while.
Which one?
As they should.
Assassin's Creed 3. And I haven't even finished the part with Hamish, which I kind of like Hamish. And then there was the big reveal that he's not an assassin. He's a Templar? What? And now you get to play as his bastard half-Indian son?
What a twist. We were going to segue and I fucked it up.
We did. We were, and you did. Red Dead Redemption 2, the release date was pushed back.
And now, you know what?
Which is a bummer. I'm
totally
but
okay with that, though.
Yeah. Right? Because there's such a thing lately of unfinished games being released. And just being garbage and being shit on.
If you need another 6 months to polish it off. Take 6 months. Instead of releasing garbage and then slowly patching it.
Yeah.
That pisses me off.
Right? When you install a game and then before you can play it, there's another 12-hour download.
Where so will this have loot crates?
I have no idea, but it is hero-based.
Fuck does that mean?
So here's the thing. They're going to have...
The current gaming trend is hero-based shooters with crates.
Well, now loot crates is just a thing in any game, apparently. Forza.
Shadow of War.
That's a fucking single-player game.
I know.
Loot crates are usually specific
and you can
to multiplayer
microtransaction
games.
Microtransaction crates.
Yeah.
But you if you play the game the way I do, you get so much in-game currency that I don't even... I have all this currency that I don't even buy crates with.
I feel like I need to drop at least 100 in the game.
You probably will.
I won't.
Maybe you could trade an Xbox One S for it.
Call them up.
Hey,
Rockstar. You got on an Xbox?
Didn't Red Dead Redemption 1 have... It had a multiplayer component to it, didn't it?
It had the online, which was really fun. I played the shit out of it.
It was fun. So this one's... I'm assuming this one's going to have something...
It does.
...as big as, like, GTA Online.
Yeah.
It would have to.
Yeah. They're going all in on the online play.
So I'm wondering what they're going to do to make money, to make more money off of that online experience like they did with GTA 5.
Well, it's Rockstar, so I imagine they're going to do something I approve of.
It'll be quality.
Yeah.
But
and there
I'm
will probably
wondering.
Be a way to do, hopefully they do like GTA, there's probably a way to do what everyone else can do for free.
Yeah, I'm sure there will.
But you have to play more.
But you just gotta play hard.
Which I'm okay with, because that's the point, is to play the fucking game.
Yeah.
The thing is, that I'm wondering what their online is going to be like, because, I mean, with GTA 5 or GTA Online, it's easy. I mean, you can, you know, run an empire and but what are you going to do in the Wild West?
Well, I was watching this video here, actually.
Buy a train.
This guy was talking about how...
You could build a giant spider.
You know, just like in the original, like, you had kind of a meter of whether you're good, you know, light side or dark side, essentially. And so in this, you can either be the guy who hunts down outlaws, or you can be the outlaw, or you could probably walk the line.
You could be the ball.
I walk the line. But anyway, I don't know. It was interesting. I didn't watch the whole video. The guy narrating is British, so that was a turnoff.
I couldn't understand a fucking word he was saying.
Just speak English, for fuck's sake.
I mean, they speak English.
Yeah, the Queen's English.
Right? Freddie Mercury's dead. Let it go.
Jeez.
Anyway,
too soon.
Too soon. But the multiplayer thing is, it's becoming a staple. Like all these companies, like EA, apparently, that was another thing we were going to segue into, is EA shutting down. Was it Visceral?
I think it was Visceral. Yeah.
Yeah.
They shut down Visceral. Visceral's been working on a single player Star Wars game for 3 years.
Well, they moved that over to another studio, though.
Yeah, but they're also pivoting, is the word they're using. They want to make it multiplayer, because
there probably wasn't enough microtransactions in
probably
this game,
because they're citing that big blockbuster single player games are not doing well. But
right, like, nobody plays Assassin's Creed. Nobody's excited for God of War.
Right. Well, here, or Red Dead, the single player was the part that was amazing about the first one.
Yeah.
But they cite these titles, these AAA titles that have failed recently. Dishonored 2, I had no fucking interest in playing it.
The first one wasn't good, so
I didn't like the first one.
Yeah. So that was like, I think some people liked that game, and some people just didn't like that game.
I didn't like that game.
I didn't like that game, but I didn't like the sneaking assassin aspect of it.
I didn't like the rats. It was annoying.
I like the rats.
It's annoying.
Prey, which I don't know anyone who played, because Bethesda kept shit so close to the chest that no one knew anything about it.
I heard that game was good if you played it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Prey, the original Prey, came out, 15 years ago or however long ago?
Came out a long time ago.
I didn't know that they were making a new Prey. Like, that's how quiet Prey came out.
I didn't
so
know
that's
there
their
was an
fault.
Original.
Yeah, there wasn't like any big marketing around it.
So that's their fault, exactly.
Same thing with Gran Turismo. Like, the new Gran Turismo came out 2 days ago. There was really no marketing.
Right? Oh, I didn't know they were still making Gran Turismo games.
they cite Watch Dogs 2 as not being as good as they expected.
It's not a good property.
It's not a good game.
I bought the first one. I bought the first one. I hated it. Mm-hmm. And then everyone said the second one was better. I bought it. And I still didn't like it. Hmm. It's just not a good property.
I got the first one for free. And I'm glad it was free.
It has nothing to do with not being able to play.
Ubisoft should have paid me to play.
Not only that. Watch Dogs is totally multiplayer. Yeah. People just pop in and out of your game whenever.
Yeah. It's kind of obnoxious the way they do
it. It is super obnoxious.
Yeah.
But
it does have a multiplayer aspect.
So where the fuck do they... Yeah, fuck them for that.
And then Deus Ex Mankind Divided, which I never played.
So the first Deus Ex is great. I heard this one wasn't that great. It was mediocre at best.
So they're citing mediocre games that they spent a shit ton of money on, but didn't release an actual good game.
Duke Nukem Forever didn't do that well.
So... Right? EA is like, well, no one wants to play single-player games anymore, so we're not going to make any.
I love single-player.
People do.
I fucking hate playing with randoms.
Dude,
it's the
three
worst.
Games I'm excited about right now are Shadow of War, which I already got, South Park, the new South Park, and then the new Assassin's Creed. All single-player games I'm fucking excited about.
Like when I'm playing GTA, matchmaking is always closed. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play with other people either. I play by myself or I play with my friends.
Other people are assholes.
They are, dude.
Well, I think people like single player games. It's just, like, for me, like, I like single player games. I like, there's a lot of single player games that are great. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy 15 is good. Horizon Zero Dawn is great. But, like, those are games that I would personally wait until they drop in price, mm-hmm. which hurts the company in the beginning, and it shows that it's not a successful game.
Yeah.
Because I know that it's going to go down in price because it's a single player game.
Yeah.
I will purposely wait.
Whereas with multiplayer games, you want to play them while they're new because
they're still hot.
Everyone else is playing
exactly.
It.
So I will pay full price for Overwatch when it comes out because that's what people are going to play. Mm-hmm. And I want to play that online, and I want to make sure that people are playing it online when I play it.
You don't want to sit in a lobby waiting for a match all day.
But I can wait a year to pick up Horizon when it's $29. It's the same experience I'm going to have when it's $59.
True.
Why not save $30? So I don't know. I see why... They're kind of going that route, but either way, EA is a shitty company to begin with, though.
It's not, because they're trying to play it off. It's for the player experience.
It's for the money experience.
For the money.
Yeah, we all fucking know
I'm going to give EA today's eat a dick.
Three of them.
Eat three dicks.
Eat a dick.
Or one of Charles's.
You know what? Two-thirds of EAD, EA. You can't... You can't abbreviate, eat a dick without EA. So
it's true.
EA, we're giving you today's Eat a Dick Award. Fuck you. Anyway, moving on. Another reason they cite for not wanting to do the single player cinematic games is the fact that you can watch someone else play it. And kind of, that's one of the reasons they cite is, you just watch it on YouTube or you watch it on Twitch and get the same experience.
No, you don't.
I fucking disagree.
I just do that when I'm too lazy to even turn the computer on.
When was the last time you guys have watched a single player game being played?
When we did...
I watched Mad Max a couple while ago.
Yeah.
I do watch people play GTA a lot. But no, actually, well, that's... But they're playing like three or four people.
Yeah, you watch Funhouse play GTA.
I'll watch online games all the time. I won't sit there and watch someone play Shadow of War.
Yeah.
Why? What was I watching? When I watched someone play... what's that one? It's in black and white, and it's like a kid running...
Limbo?
Limbo. I watched someone play Limbo, and it was just quiet the whole fucking time. It was awesome. That's for me.
Because they didn't talk. You don't like the ones where people talk.
I hate when people talk.
Yeah.
I just want to enjoy the game.
Yeah.
I'm trying to buy a new video card. Don't forget to fucking subscribe and donate.
Don't forget to dick punch that subscribe button. Like, fuck you, dude.
So I'm, but I think punch. I'm weird. I'm weird and old, and I don't like shut the fuck up and play your game.
Smash that subscribe button.
Yeah, people are always got to say something that they think is unique. So that's mine is dick punch it. Dick punch that subscribe button.
Why are you Conor McGregor now?
It seems like the only popular people on YouTube are all in the UK or just people with accents.
My brother watches a dude that plays Destiny, and I think he's Irish.
Yeah.
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 And he may have said that, actually.
They're more colorful to listen to.
Yeah.
I don't understand what they're saying because it's not English, but...
Oh, you fucking cunt! That's what he always says, all the time.
See, that's funny. I don't care who you are, that's funny right there. Maybe I'll do a southern accent next time I record a video.
Damn.
Because nobody thinks that's annoying.
Hang that subscribe button.
Whoa.
Make sure you're lynching that subscribe button.
Right? Whip it into shape.
Whipping that subscribe button. All right, let's...
lines crossed.
So, episode over.
But I personally can't stand watching YouTube videos or Twitch because I want to play the game myself.
Oh.
And I want to play single-player games. But to answer your previous question, the last time I watched anything on YouTube was when we did an episode about God of War 3. I didn't have time to play the whole game through, so I watched the cinematics. And it was over 2 hours long of just the cinematics from that game. It is a huge, epic game. I'd already played it. And I just watched the cinematics for a refresher so I could talk about the game that day. And it was
long.
Awesome. It's like a movie.
Well, that's how like Mass Effect was, like Mass Effect Andromeda.
Yeah.
There's like someone had it. I didn't watch it because it was long, but it was like 3 or 4 hours of just cinematics.
I just picked that up for PS4.
I fucking loved it.
$10.
I loved it.
Brand new.
A lot. I know people are, it's just not the same, man. Whatever. Fuck you.
I like Mass Effect. I like the series.
Who cares? It feels like Mass Effect. Who cares if Shepard's not in it?
The point is that it's not the same.
Yeah.
I heard there's multiplayer in that, too.
Is there?
That's got to be garbage.
I haven't experienced that.
That's got to be garbage.
Oh, yeah, there is multiplayer. So, what it is, it's pretty much just like deathmatches and shit. You have these things where you can send out your, like, you can either send out your, you have like these mercenaries you hire or whatever to do shit, or you can go do it in an online match yourself. Pretty much.
Okay.
It's not really a required element. And I'm not sure what it does. Like, I always sent people out to do shit. I don't know what they were doing or what it did for me personally. So, honestly, I enjoyed it a lot. I played the fuck out of it. And I'm still like, I want to unlock 100% of everything because it's just, it's not that enjoyable.
It's a good series. I like the series. Yeah. So,
I think you're going to enjoy it, especially for $10.
I'll probably play it tomorrow.
You should. I agree with you. You want to get back on the Eat a Dick bus?
Yeah.
Because IGN acquired Humble Bundle since we've been off the air. It's been, it's been a week or two.
Can't wait.
And I forgot about that.
Can't wait.
Yeah. So
fuck IGN.
Chester hates IGN. I hate everyone with the IGN tag on GTA Online. Everyone's in that fucking group, and it is fucking annoying. They're all annoying people. So the people from Humble Bundle say, well, IGN shares our same vision and blah, blah, blah. I know there's normal press release.
What vision does IGN have?
Making money?
Yeah, exactly. It's all they fucking care about.
I just love the quote from the guy, the representative from IGN. It's total, absolute fucking press release, fucking garbage, circle jerkery. I'm going to read it for you. This guy, Mitch Galbraith, executive vice president and general manager of IGN, says editorial integrity is something we take very seriously at IGN, which I know Chester is already laughing at, and I am confident we will strike the right balance when it comes to our coverage of Humble Bundle and the games they sell. Our readers and customers have always come first, and that won't change. So what he's saying is,
you keep saying Humble Bundle, and I'm loving it.
I don't know. I'm kind of drunk. So when a game is for sale on the Humble Bundle, he's saying, we won't review that game favorably, so you go buy it. I promise. I don't believe that.
Dude. Fuck IGN.
I don't believe that for a second.
I just went to IGN.com. It took about 30 seconds to load because there's so many fucking ads. And the first thing that comes up as their headline is the 100 best horror films. If I'm not wrong, IGN stands for Internet Gaming News.
Okay, but they haven't been a straight gaming website for like five years.
They're a gay gaming website.
Damn.
Just like GameSpot. Right about that. GameSpot was one of my favorite websites.
Or PlayStation Insider.
Hey, look, you're talking about Gran Turismo.
Or DualShocker.
Heard of that. On the rise, on the come up. But IGN hasn't been an actual straight gaming website for a while. Neither has GameSpot.
Garbage.
I think Polygon is like of the massive, not even, because they cover comic books and shit too now.
I was just on Polygon. That's where I was reading that from.
I still like Polygon. That's like my favorite.
I do. Well,
like,
that's because I like the
mainstream site.
I like, the McElroy brothers.
Yeah, so, Griffin McElroy and whatever his other name is.
I watch a lot of Monster Factory.
Mabim Bam, my brother Henry.
Good stuff. Good for them. They're fun people.
Yeah, no, IGN can eat a dick for sure.
Yeah. I'm neutral towards that news about them acquiring Humble.
It is, like, if you're looking for gaming news, it's hard to find straight up gaming news on there. Like, they have decent stories. I'm not mad at their stories, but they should change the name of their fucking website.
Yeah, I don't go to IGN for gaming
news. Or is it just like KFC? No one knows what KFC stands for anymore, right? It's just KFC.
Didn't they have to legally start calling it KFC because they don't actually use real chickens?
They do use real chicken.
There's lab-grown chickens with like eight legs.
You should go. You should,
and no feathers.
Is
and
it
no
still
beaks.
A chicken?
No beaks.
And no beaks.
You should.
There's
you should,
no way.
Okay, go Snopes that real quick.
That's a thing.
While the adults talk. They serve real chicken. It's just easier to say KFC.
I don't see any adults in this room.
It's just easier to say KFC. Just like it's easier to say IGN instead of Internet Gaming News.
KFC Mutant Chickens.
Oh, Jesus. Are you on Snopes?
Yeah.
And is it false? They probably get their fucking chickens from the same exact place that Foster Farms does.
Claim, the government forced KFC to stop using the word chicken because they serve meat from mutant animals. False.
Of course it is. That's a stupid thing to think.
Here's a better one. KFC to send chicken sandwich to edge of space on balloon.
That sounds true.
KFC announced on the 13th of June that it plans to send a chicken sandwich to the edge of the atmosphere with the help of a high-altitude balloon.
I'm okay with this.
Why?
So the colonel could be first.
How do I see if it's real or not?
Oh, it's real.
KFC plans to make a space pioneer out of a chicken sandwich next week.
Is it on different news websites?
I don't know.
It's real.
I'm on Snopes. I'm on Snopes right now. This is amazing.
So I just thought you might get upset about that. I thought you might enjoy it. And that's fun for me that you're mad about it.
That's a real thing. I am mad about it.
I'm indifferent because I've only used Humble Bundle like once 6 years ago.
I love Humble Bundle because you get to choose how much money. When you buy something, you choose what percentage goes to charity, what percentage goes to the Humble Bundle team, and what percentage goes to the actual developers.
Okay.
So I always do about 75% charity, 25% Humble Bundle, and fuck the developers.
Man, out of a $5 donation, that's kind of spreading thin.
Well, you know, this current bundle is $12.
Better
than
my $1 one.
To get Armello, I don't know what it is.
That's to also unlock Armello. It's like a board game.
But it's available on Steam.
It was also available on the Wii U.
Wii U.
It's actually a fun game.
Oh, there's a Linux version. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Does anyone have anything else they want to get mad about?
Nope.
All right. Well, EA wins this week for the Eat a Dick contest.
EA.
Congratulations, EA. Your check's in the mail. I don't even know where my checkbook's at, and I don't have any money. So.
Our plan.
What's that?
For the dickies.
So whoever we tell to eat the most dicks at the end of the year, I'll send a pair of my used dickies in the mail.
To that company.
You win a dicky.
Used dickies.
Yeah.
He wears dickies at work that's going to be covered in chemicals and dirt.
And ass dick.
Funk. Ass and funk. Like from where my fat thighs rub together in the middle, they're all blown out in the center. So yeah, you win a dickie.
Right.
Yeah.
Here's to you, EA. You're now in the running.
Yeah, but I mean, let's be honest. GameStop is going to get a lot of pants.
GameStop is way ahead. GameStop's way ahead.
Yeah, Nintendo's up there too.
Yeah.
Nintendo's up there.
Way up there.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anything else?
That is warm beer. That's it for me.
I got to get out of here.
Play us out.
You know, I got stuff to do. I got to get out back and... about peeing in my yard.
Ooh, I'm going to pee on your neighbor's house.
Don't pee on my neighbor's house. It's rude. You guys always do that, and I don't understand why he's a nice man.
It's been like a year since I've done that.
Oh, I appreciate it. So don't forget to go check out the website and follow us on Twitter and talk to me. No one talks to me on the fucking internet. That's me. That's really me on there.
That's Ryan.
Come talk to me.
Ryan be tweeting.
Tell me, yeah, be tweeting hard, bro. Hit me up on the FB.
Right?
I just got back on Facebook, and I almost understand how it works.
Hell yeah.
We're starting to learn Facebook.
Yeah. So get all over there.
So anyway,
speak to me.
Episode 5 of, I almost said Casual Cards. For episode 5 of You Guys Are No Fun, I'm Chester.
Soy Marcos.
Soy Ryan.
Ooh.
You have to add an O.
Ryan.
Soy Chester O.